The next day, while Bernice checked around the real estate offices, Marshall drove up a crude logging road to meet Ted Harmel out in the middle of thick forest land, far from any listening ears. Harmel was exhausted and frightened. We never had this meeting, agreed?
You've got it.
What do you know about me? Marshall told him as much as he could recall. Pretty accurate. But as far as molesting Marla Jarrett, that was a setup. I don't know who coached her, but somebody got that girl to say all the right things to the police.
So why did it happen, Ted?
I got too involved. You're right about Julene and the others. It's a whole network of people, and nobody has any secrets. They're working toward what they call a global mind, when everyone in the world will meld into one transcending consciousness. That's why they meditate and do psychic readings and try to meld their minds together.
Is this what they do in Langstrat's therapy sessions?
Exactly. It's an initiation. Every person has to meet with Julene and learn to achieve altered states of consciousness, psychic powers, out-of-body experiences. Julene's at the core of it all. Harmel began to tremble. She owned me, Hogan. Maybe she still does. Sometimes I hear her calling me, moving through my brain.
Well, does she own the others as well?
Yeah, and they won't stop until they own that whole town, and anybody who gets in their way just drops out of sight. They took out Elton Strawn, then me, then Jefferson.
Who's Jefferson?
He was the district judge. I don't know how they did it, but all at once he sold his home and left town. No one's heard from him since.
And now Judge Baker's in.
He's part of the network. He's owned. That's why we could strike a deal. I didn't commit any crime. They just wanted me out of town. Marshall took out a pad and pen.
Who else belongs to this bunch?
Harmel looked away. I can't tell you too much or they'll trace it back to me. Just check the mayor's office and the town council. See who's new there and who they replaced. Check the county land commissioner, the president of the independent bank, the county comptroller, the regents at the college. Are you religious?
In a limited sense, I suppose.
Well, you're going to need something to fight it. It's spiritual, Hogan. They don't listen to reason or to the law or to any set of morals but their own. They don't believe in God. They are God. I just wanted a story, but I got in too thick with Julene. I let her read my aura, probe my mind. After a while, I could do it myself. Leave my body, go out into space, talk to my instructors.
Instructors? Instructors, who are they?
Harmel only sat there, trembling, terror etched in his face. Hogan, I can't tell you. They'll know about it.
But who are they? Can you at least tell me that?
I don't even know if they're real. They're just there, that's all. Inner teachers, spirit guides, ascended masters. They're called all kinds of things, but when you get mixed up with Langstrat, you get mixed up with them.
But what are they?
Beings. Entities. You can't hide from them. They're part of the network. They own you, just like Julene owned me. They could have told me to take a gun and shoot myself, and I would have done it. You have to know them to understand what I'm saying.
So what do you know about the college finances?
Eldon was right. The college finances were a mess. I ran a story on it, and Julene came after me. They all did.
What do you know about some guy named Kasif?
Alexander Kasif. Yeah, go after that. Everybody did Julene's bidding, but she did his.
Was he looking for property around Ashton?
I know he was drooling over the college and had several meetings with Eugene Baylor, the college treasurer. He already owns half the homes and commercial property around town. Then Harmel pulled a ragged manila envelope from under his jacket. And take this off my hands, will you?
What is it?
I suppose Eldon told you about his accountant friend, Ernie Johnson. Ernie did some snooping around the college accounting office before he ended up dead. These are his findings.
You gotta be kidding.
Did Eldon know about this? No. I just came across them myself. But you're going to need another accountant to decipher it for you. I think there's a whole other half of it missing.
It's a start. Thanks.
If you want to play with theories, try this out. Kasif comes to Ashton and wants to buy everything he can get his hands on. The college is not even thinking of selling. Next thing you know, thanks to Baylor, the college gets into such deep financial trouble that selling may be the only way to get out of it. Suddenly, Kasif's offer isn't so far-fetched, and by now the Board of Regents is stacked with yay-sayers. Marshall opened the envelope and leafed through the pages of photocopied columns and figures. And you couldn't find any leads in all of this? Maybe you will. What you need to find out is who's on the other end of all those transactions. Kasif's books might tell us. With all the friends and confederates he has at that college, I wouldn't be surprised if Kasif was coming back to buy that college with its own money. Marshall met with his old New York buddy Al Lemley, from whom he got a veritable stack of materials on Alexander Kasif. It turned out Kasif was a powerful international financier and president of the Omni Corporation, a low-profile conglomerate that had ownership in over 100 different front corporations, including retail chain stores, banks, mortgage companies, fast food chains, soft drink bottlers, and even Arab oil. The picture began to emerge. Through stealth, through intimidation, through political maneuvering, through ominous unseen spiritual sabotage, the Universal Consciousness Society, backed with Omni Corporation's power and dollars, was taking over the power positions in the town and even the town itself. And the net was beginning to close.